Well, the Mondays keep rolling around very quickly, don't they? It's the 16th of May. You're welcome to GSFM. I'm Ger Sweeney. Let's see what was happening down through the years on this day. We'll get to the mystery voice, yes, and our useless fact in just a moment. In 1770, on this day, Marie Antoinette, at the age of 14, married the future King Louis XVI of France. Why was that so special? He was only 15. She was 14. 1770, things were a lot different, weren't they? 1888, the first demonstration of recording on a flat disc was demonstrated by Emile Berliner. 1920, Joan of Arc was canonized in Rome. In 1929, the first Academy Awards were held in Hollywood. And you can do your own research as to who won what on that particular day, 1929. 1946, the Irving Berlin musical Annie Get Your Gun opened at New York's Imperial Theatre for the first of 1,147 performances. And in the year 2000, the artist announced that he was reclaiming the name Prince since his contract with Warner Chappell had expired. The contract officially ended on the 31st of December 1999, so he was now known as Prince, formerly known as the artist, formerly known as Prince. So there we go. GSFM friend Margaret Spearon celebrates her birthday today. Margaret, no doubt Richie will play a request for you as well, give you an old mention. But happy birthday from all of us at GSFM. We wish you a lovely day. Hopefully it will be brilliant. You share it with Henry Fonda, who was born in 1905, Liberace, 1919, Pierce Brosnan, 1952, Janet Jackson, 1966, Gabriella Sabatini was born in 1970, and country singer Rick Trevino was born in 1971. Happy birthday to everybody celebrating a birthday on the 16th of May. Our mystery voice, are you ready?
Michael Jackson.
That is him. Or that is he? Uri Geller. No. Berry Gordy. No.
Michael Jackson.
I thought it would be very, very simple, but obviously it's not.
Michael Jackson.
Woohoo! I love to give you tough ones. I do indeed. Right, have another old guess at it, and actually we'll give you a day or so before we give you any more clues. I'd say you'll get it handy enough eventually. People who study laughter are called gelotologists. What do you want to be when you grow up? A gelotologist. Strange. Study laughter. Tomorrow I'm going to tell you about Eric Weiss. More details on Tuesday's GSFM. In the meantime, may I insist that you have a lovely Monday. Thank you for listening. From me, Ger Sweeney, and all the crew here, have a nice day. Bye-bye now.